Research shows that racial integration in schools benefits all students, but the Baltimore City school system is highly segregated. In a city that is 63% black, the average school is 84% black. Could a change in curriculum bring a change in demographics? Andrea Appleton brings us the story of one Baltimore school.
The day begins at Garrett Heights Elementary Middle School in Northeast Baltimore. Kids greet their friends and goof off as they head inside, just like at any other school. But there's something a little different about Garrett Heights. Last year, it became the city's first zoned public school to pilot a Montessori program. Montessori schools group different ages together and avoid direct instruction, letting children learn from materials instead. The vast majority of America's 5,000 Montessori schools are private, so they tend to have an elitist reputation, says Garrett Heights principal Deborah Moffitt.
Unfortunately, traditionally, Montessori has been a buzz term around, higher socioeconomic groups of people.
But Moffitt says the approach works well with a classroom of students from all backgrounds and could help Garrett Heights address low enrollment and below average test scores.
What I think is going to be very beneficial for our students in Montessori is that in Montessori, we meet each individual child where they are and we move them from there. I may come in and, as a little one and not maybe have the vocabulary development of a child beside me, but because the teacher's working right with me, I'm going to catch up and then I'm going to keep on going instead of waiting for my little small group to kind of move up.
Like many Baltimore schools, Garrett Heights is disproportionately African American. More than a third of the surrounding neighborhood is white, but many of those families choose other schools. 90% of Garrett Heights students are black. Total enrollment has grown since the switch to Montessori, and the principal, who is white, says she's seeing more white faces in the classroom.
What I hope is that the school, as it's a neighborhood school, will reflect the neighborhood. So I don't see that right now in the school.
Decades ago, some cities created public Montessoris explicitly to integrate schools. Mira Debs is a sociologist at Yale University.
So a program that could act as a magnet that it could attract and retain middle-class families, and particularly middle-class white families, were something that districts all around the country were trying to do in the early 1970s. So Montessori was seen as one of the means of doing that.
Debs says public Montessoris did attract white students, but communities do not always welcome the new curriculum.
A response from a Montessori educator saying, well, we'll just let the child figure it out. They'll learn at their own pace. Maybe different than a parent who has a perspective like, education is incredibly urgent. I want my child to be held up to a standard, and I want to ensure that the teacher is going to get them there in this particular amount of time.
Garrett Heights alum and PTA Vice President Daryl Tarter, who is black, says he values the independence Montessori fosters. But because the program is a pilot, he has some concerns.
We don't want our kids being guinea pigs. That's the issue.
Many Montessori programs end by middle school, which also worries Tarter.
My biggest concern is the adjustment from the Montessori back to traditional, because you don't get a lot of homework. You really get a lot of freedom to kind of do what you want within structure guidelines. Traditional is not like that.
It's too early to say how the Montessori pilot program at Garrett Heights Elementary Middle School will affect student performance. The same goes for demographics. At least for now, the student body remains predominantly black. For WYPR, I'm Andrea Appleton.
Education reporting on WYPR is supported in part by the Sylvan Laureate Foundation.